Well,
今年的国家自然科学一等奖，
this year's National Natural Science Award,
一下子出了三个。
Suddenly, three came out.
有人就问了，这三个放一块儿。
Someone asked, if you put these three things together,
谁更牛？
Who is the best?
今天呢，咱们就比一比，不比学校牌子，不比谁更有名。
Today, let's compare who is more famous without comparing schools.
就比一件事。
Let's take one example.
科技含金量。
Technology value.
什么叫科技含金量呢？有四条标准。
First, there are four standards for evaluating the technological value of a product.
第一，是不是真原创？
One, is it truly original?
是不是第一个捅破窗户纸的人？
Was the first person to break through the window paper?
第二，
Second,
有没有改变一个领域的研究范式？
Have changed the research paradigm of a field.
别人以后是不是都跟着你走？
Will others follow you later?
第三，
Third,
技术门槛高不高？
How high is the metal threshold?
是不是那种谁都想做？
Is it a kind that everyone wants to do?
但是谁都做不出来的活。
But no one can do it.
第四，
Fourth,
国际同行认不认，是自嗨？
Whether or not international peers recognize you is a matter of self-interest.
还是真正打服了全世界？
Truly conquered the world.
咱们就按这四条一个一个的说。
Let's discuss each of the four points one by one.
第一个是中科院大连化物所的单原子催化，这个项目呢干了一件什么事？
The first one is the project of single atom catalysis at Dalian Institute of Chemical Physics. What did they do?
把催化剂从纳米级别干到了单个原子级别。
To reduce the catalyst from the nanoscale to the atomic level.
以前的催化剂是一堆金属颗粒。
Previously, the catalyst was a pile of metal particles.
大部分原子在里面不干活。
Most of the atoms inside are inactive and wasted.
嘿，张涛团队呢，把金属原子一个一个的钉在了载体上。
Feng Tao's team has successfully attached metal atoms one by one to the carrier.
每一个原子都独立作战。
Each atom fights independently.
利用率从百分之几干到了百分之百。
The utilization rate has increased from a few percent to half.
含金量在哪呢？
Where is the value?
它是第一个把单原子催化正式命名。
It was the first to formally name single-atom catalysis,
并建立起完整研究范式的,
and establish a complete research paradigm.
在他之前，有人提出过单原子级别的催化。
Before that, there had been proposals for single-atom catalysis.
但是没有把它当作一个独立方向来系统研究。
However, it has not been treated as an independent direction to systematically study.
张涛团队呢 ,2011 年正式提出单原子催化这个概念。
Ang Tao's team formally proposed the concept of single atom catalysis in 2011.
从制备方法到表征手段。
From preparation methods to characterization techniques.
到稳定性理论。
The stability theory.
全链条打通。
Complete the entire chain.
现在全世界几千个研究组在跟，有超过50个化学反应。
Currently, there are thousands of research groups around the world that are working on more than 50 chemical reactions.
已经验证了它的效果。
It has been verified.
催化这个领域以后，
After the development of this field,
写教科书，
Write a textbook,
绕不开张涛团队，
Can't avoid Zhang Tao's team.
这四个字难度在哪呢？
Where is the difficulty of these four characters?
难度在两件事。
Two things.
第一。
First.
把散碎的观察上升成系统的结合方向。
Combine scattered observations into a systematic direction.
这需要眼光和魄力。
This requires vision and courage.
第二是制备，把单原子稳稳地钉住。
Second, prepare to firmly attach a single atom.
不乱跑，不团聚。
Running without gathering.
这个工艺门槛非常高。
This process has a very high threshold.
按照这四条标准。
According to these four standards.
原创性四颗星，范式贡献五颗星。
Originality 4 stars, framework contribution 5 stars.
基础难度
technical difficulty
四颗星
5 stars.
国际认可五颗星
international recognition of 5 stars.
第二个呢是北京大学的水的氢键。
The second one is the hydrogen bond of water at Peking University.
全量子效应
Quantum effects.
这个项目呢，说人话就是我们对水的认识。
In simple terms, this project is about our understanding of water.
以前是错的。
Previously, I was wrong.
至少是不完整的。
At least incomplete.
一百多年来
For over a century,
物理学家研究水的微观结构，都在用一个近似算法。
Physicists are studying the microscopic structure of water in order to develop an approximate algorithm.
波恩奥本海默近似，意思呢就是原子核太重，动得太慢。
The meaning of Born-Oppenheimer approximation is that the nucleus is too heavy and moves too slowly.
干脆就不算它的量子效应。
Don't count his quantum effects.
只算电子的，这个近似用了一百多年。
It took over 100 years to approximate this electronically.
没有人觉得有什么问题。
Is there anything wrong?
北大王银歌团队呢，花了25年。
The team of Bo Wang spent 25 years.
把这个近似给掀翻了。
This is a good approximation.
他们自己造显微镜。
They made their own microscopes.
第一次。
Fourth.
看见了水分子里的氢原子。
I saw the hydrogen atoms in the water molecules.
精确地测出了氢键的强度。
Simply measure the strength of hydrogen bonds.
最后发现核量子效应对氢键的强度贡献高达 14%.
Finally, it was found that the nuclear quantum effect contributes up to 14% of the strength of hydrogen bonds.
比室温下热效应还大。
It has a greater effect than room temperature.
这是什么概念呢？
What is this concept?
就是你学了半辈子的物理。
Just when you've spent half your life studying physics.
有块地基其实是歪的。
The foundation is actually crooked.
现在有人把它扶正了。以后。
Now that it has been straightened up.
所有涉及到水。
All involving water.
涉及到氢元素的研究。
Involving the study of hydrogen elements,
都得重新算一遍。
Recalculate everything.
含金量在哪？
Where is the value?
这是最硬核的基础。
This is the most fundamental foundation.
研究是真正的无人区探险。
The research is a real exploration of the wilderness.
他不考虑有没有用。
He doesn't consider whether it is useful or not.
能不能赚钱？
Can I make money?
就是纯粹回答一个问题。
Just answer a question directly.
水到底是什么样的？
What is water like?
这种研究短期看不到应用。
This research has no immediate applications.
但是一旦突破，影响的是整个物理学。
However, once broken, it will affect the entire physics,
化学,
chemistry,
生物学的底层认知, 难度在哪?
What are the fundamental cognitive difficulties in biology?
难在两个地方,
the difficulty lies in two places.
一是思路, 敢质疑,
one is to be bold in thinking.
用了100多年的近视,
100 years of myopia.
这本身就需要极大的勇气和判断力。
This requires great courage and judgment.
第二呢,是实验。
Second is the experiment.
要看见氢原子,
to see a hydrogen atom.
全世界能造出这种级别显微镜的实验室,
there are laboratories in the world that can produce microscopes of this level.
一只手数得过来,
a few.
按照这四条标准,
according to these four standards,
打分,
rating,
原创性, 5颗星,
originality, 5 stars,
范式贡献, 5颗星,
anyone who contributes 5 stars,
基础难度,
technical difficulty,
5颗星,
5 stars,
国际认可, 4颗星,
4 stars, internationally recognized.
第三个,
third,
南昌大学江丰毅团队的微曲线三维皮影节,
Nanjing University Jiangfengyi team's microcurve three-dimensional PN junction.
这个呢, 上一期我们已经讲过了,
well, last time we talked about this.
今天不多展开,
I would elaborate further.
简单地说呢,
simply put,
全世界都说微曲线的是坏东西,
everyone says that micro defects are bad things.
要消灭, 江丰毅团队呢,
to eliminate the use of teams,
反正来, 把缺陷变成了优势,
okay, let's turn the flaws into concepts.
黄光LED的光效率从不到10%,
not only is the light efficiency of LEDs less than 10%,
看到33%,
see 33%.
有人可以说, 利用缺陷不算啥新鲜事,
some might say that exploiting vulnerabilities is nothing new.
半导体里经常用, 没错,
semiconductors are often used, right?
利用缺陷,
exploit the flaws.
这个思想本身不新鲜,
this idea is not new.
但是江丰毅团队的厉害之处在于, 在氮化镓LED这个具体领域, 微缺陷有害是铁律, 第一个站出来说, 不但无害,
however, the advantage of the Fengfeng team lies in their ability to identify and address specific flaws in the potassium niobate LED field, the first to speak out, not only denying their harmfulness,
反而有用的是他们,
and they are useful,
而且它有另外两个目前都比不了的地方,
moreover, it has 2 other aspects that are currently inferior to its competitors.
就是已经落地了,
it's already been implemented.
路桥照明, 隧道照明, 特种显示, AR眼镜, 全都是已经批量在用的东西,
road lighting, tunnel lighting, and special display AR glasses are all already widely used products.
不是实验室的概念,
not a laboratory concept.
不是论文里的数字,
not a term from the paper.
你别小看已经落地的4个字,
don't underestimate the 4 words that have already been implemented.
科学史上有很多的发现,
there have been many discoveries in the history of science.
原理上很牛,
the principle is very brilliant.
理论上很完美,
theoretically perfect.
但是就因为实现太难,
however, because the real world is too difficult,
成本太高,
too expensive,
条件太苛刻,
the conditions are too strict,
最后呢, 被后来的发现给绕过去了,
finally, it was circumvented by later discoveries.
慢慢的没人提了,
slowly, no one mentioned it anymore.
没人用了。
No one is using it.
一个发现。
A discovery.
从实验室走到生产线。
From the laboratory to the production line.
从论文走到千家万户。
From academic research to everyday life.
这中间的难度呢，有时候不比从零到一发现本身要小。
The difficulty in this case is sometimes not smaller than the difficulty in discovering something from scratch.
按照这四条标准，
According to these four standards,
打分，
Rating,
原创性四颗星，
Originality, four stars,
贡献范式，
Contribution paradigm,
四颗星，技术难度。
Four-star technical difficulty.
四颗星。
Four stars.
国际认可四颗星。
Internationally recognized as four stars.
好。
Okay.
三个都摆完了。
All three are finished.
有人说文无第一，武无第二。
Some people say that there is no first in literature and no second in martial arts.
非得排个名。
Definitely a must see.
但我觉得这三个放在一块比，比的不是谁高谁低，比的。
But I don't think it's a matter of who is higher or lower, but rather comparing the three together.
是科学突破这三种姿势。
These are three ways to achieve scientific breakthroughs.
第一种，北大的水的氢键研究是往深里挖。
The first type of research on the water quality in Qingjian, Beijing, is to delve deeper.
是在最基础的科学问题上死磕，修正人类认知的底层地基。
Focus on correcting the underlying foundation of human cognition on the most fundamental scientific questions.
这种研究离应用最远。
This research is furthest from application.
但一旦突破，影响的是整个学科的未来。
But once it breaks, it will affect the future of the entire field.
如果哪天拿诺奖，
If I ever win a Nobel Prize,
大概率是物理学奖。
Most likely, it's the Nobel Prize in Physics.
第二种呢，是大连物化所的单原子催化，是往横着拓展。
The second one is the single atom catalyst of Dalian Fog, which aims to expand horizontally.
把散碎的观察系统化，提出新的概念。
Systematize scattered observations and propose new concepts.
建立新的范式。
Establish a new paradigm.
让一个老领域焕发新生。
Revitalize an old field.
这种研究呢，具有理论高度。
This study has both theoretical depth and practical significance.
又有应用前景，是对标准的硬通货型成果。
The most promising application is the standard hard through type result.
如果拿诺奖，
If you have won an award,
应该是化学奖。
It should be a chemistry award.
第三种。
Third,
南昌大学的微曲线
Nanjing University's microcurve
三维拼音碟是反着走
The three-dimensional pineal disk is upside down
别人都说不行
Everyone says it's impossible
我偏要试
I still want to try
别人都说要消灭的东西
What others say should be eliminated
我偏要用
I still insist on using it.
不仅发现了新的原理。
Not only did it discover new principles.
它还把它做成了产业。
It also turned it into an industry.
从实验室走到了千家万户。
From the laboratory to thousands of households.
这种研究科学深度可能稍逊半筹。
This research may lack scientific depth.
但他证明了一件事，不在聚光灯下的小团队。
But he proved one thing, in a small team working in shadows.
一样能做出国家级的原创突破。
Also, it can produce national level original breakthroughs.
这三个呢，都是好东西。
These three are all good veins.
一个呢挖深井。
One digs a well.
一个呢拓新域。
A new domain.
一个呢走偏锋。
One is a rogue.
下一期我们聊一聊江丰毅这个人。
In the next episode, we'll talk about Jian Fengyi.
一个江西本土培养的院士。
A professor from Jiangxi.
一个在地方高校守了三十年的技术钉子户。
A dedicated and hardworking teacher who has been teaching at a local university for 30 years.
他为什么呢？能做成这件事？
Why was he able to do this?
他的故事对我们普通人的职业生涯有什么启发？
What lessons can we learn from his story about our own career?
关注我。
Follow me.
我是曾子老师，带你做清醒的生涯规划。
I am Zhang Zai, and I will guide you through a clear career planning.